The Art Spot on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Good afternoon. This is Phaedra Kelly at the Art Spot at WCHL. Tonight's guest is Grayson Bowen, who is our artist of the month at the Art Center. His work is being featured in our Nicholson Gallery. Thanks for being with us, Grayson.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So, tell me a little bit about the show that you've got up right now at the Art Center.
Large-scale paintings, expressionism. It's generally a retrospective of my work over the past about 9 years. So there's some works that date all the way back to 2005 up to works that I've created just in the past few months. It's generally large-scale paintings and some drawings.
What media do you usually paint in?
My paintings usually use oil. Most of the paintings that are in this show, however, are done in latex. And then my drawings are generally mixed media. It's on paper. I would say it consists of charcoal, Conte crayon, graphite, oil bar, pastel, and a lot of ink.
Cool. Well, your works are amazing, and what kind of speaks to me about them is they're just so huge, and they just like take your attention as you come into the Art Center. I mean, they're very gripping and very emotional in some way. They're very vibrant.
Right. I've always been a pretty loud painter, and I think when I was studying in New York. A lot of my marks are very gestural, slapdash type of thing, very heavily inspired by Willem de Kooning and a lot of Jean-Michel Basquiat. And mm-hmm. I really just admired the hectic, loud art. And I think, in the past few years, I've quieted down a little bit as far as my mark making. But I've always worked large scale. For some reason, it's harder for me to work on a smaller contained canvas. So it's just more natural for me to work. I think the largest pieces in this show are 72 by 72 inches. And I like that because then I can use my whole arm and even my body when it comes to making the painting.
Is this your first show in this area, in the triangle?
My first show in the triangle... No. I had a show at the Student Union, mm-hmm. UNC, 2.5 years ago. And since then, I haven't really shown. Yeah, I've shown with Brushes with Life. This is the second solo exhibition I've had in the Triangle.
Well, great. We're great to have you. Tell me a little bit about what motivates you as an artist and what inspires you as an artist.
Sure. I've been an artist since as long as I can remember. And I think, for me, it's a communication to the viewer that I really cherish. It's also, it's an emotional release. And it just has, worked for me as such a therapeutic thing to do. It's healing for me. And it's just something that I use as a tool. And it just makes me feel good to be able to create.
When you're creating a painting, I just recently read this article about writers and artists and how many of them have kind of special rituals and things that they do when they're in the process of creating. Do you have anything like that? Do you have a special place or some kind of ritual or time of day or something that you do when you create, or is it kind of just whenever you feel like it?
I think that I pay attention to what's around me, whether when I'm walking down the street or when I'm, just living my day-to-day life, I really pay attention. And some things that inspire me, can get – it's funny. Little small things can inspire me to include in my painting, like shoes that are hanging on a power line or something like that, or – conversations, or you know, even like skylines, and a lot of, or I'll just look at buildings, and for some reason I just store these kind of images and these kind of feelings inside of me, and then when I paint, I really just like to include as much of the culture around me as I can. As far as a special place, I have a studio in my apartment that I work in. And it's constant dialogue for me. I have sketchbooks, and you know, that's a great place for me to jot down ideas. And usually my paintings come from those kind of compositions that I'll sketch out. But I just pay attention to what's around, people and places, and usually that's, you know, where my art is going. And I also just make sure that I'm viewing other art and kind of picking up that kind of artistic vocabulary.
Do you keep a sketchbook on you, like on a day-to-day basis as you're traveling, walking around the streets or whatever?
I have a sketchbook that I'll sit down with, you know. I usually don't bring it around everywhere I go. I think I should do that more, to be honest. It's definitely there as a resource for me to kind of have as like a depot for ideas.
And your work is it's pretty abstract. Or the work up in the gallery at the Nicholson Gallery right
sure.
now. Is all your work that way, or do you do other kinds of?
So I guess I'd fit in my mind. I fit into the school of expressionism.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of figurative elements in my work, but mainly, my work is abstracted. It's generally very colorful, very gestural, abstracted. I use a lot of faces and a lot of figures, but then I'll, you know, kind of use that as a stage, and I'll take my emotions and kind of abstract it. And so I feel that, say I'm drawing a person, if I am feeling this way or feeling a specific emotion, I'll use that emotion and kind of add that abstraction or element into it, if that makes sense.
That's interesting. It makes sense, but it's a little abstract too.
Well, it just goes into, you know, how do I want to abstract those figures? You know, do I want to make it sad, or do I want to make it loud and vibrant, or where is this figure coming from?
I see what you're saying.
And so my emotions is where that abstracted element comes from. Yeah.
Okay.
And my mental imagery.
That makes sense. That's interesting. Well, in case you're just tuning in, today's broadcast of Art Spot, my name is Phaedra Kelly. I'm your host today, and I have Grayson Bowen with me. He is an artist whose work is featured in the Arts Center Nicholson Gallery in the month of January, and so be sure to check it out. Good evening. This is the Art Spot. This is Phaedra Kelly, your host today, and I have with me Grayson Bowen in the studio. Grayson is our artist of the month in our Nicholson Gallery at the Arts Center in Carrboro. His work will be featured up at that gallery the entire month of January, so please come and check it out. But Grayson also, besides being an artist, he's also a teacher. And Grayson, tell me a little bit about your work with Brushes.
It's Brushes with Life, visual arts program.
Brushes with Life,
yeah.
Yes.
So Brushes with Life is a visual arts program that we provide to clients of the outpatient clinic at UNC through the Center of Excellence in Community Mental Health. And so this position is new to me, although I'm going to be offering workshops, a recovery arts group at the Carmel Clinic on Tuesdays from 1 to 2:30. And I'm also going to be instructing a free healing arts class at the Carrboro Arts Center starting Friday, January 23rd at 1 o'clock.
And tell me a little about how those classes are structured and what happens in those classes.
Well, the healing arts class that I'll be teaching at the Arts Center is centered around mindfulness. So we'll be using meditation and breathing techniques to kind of enhance our art. It's generally a therapeutic tool that I kind of want to get across. So we'll be doing things like taking yardsticks and putting paint brushes on the ends of that to kind of disconnect us from the process. I'm really trying to just get people to dive right in with the materials. We'll do things like painting with our eyes closed, painting large-scale still lifes and trading the papers to other members in the class and kind of building on that. So I'm really trying to get across the process of the drawing and kind of shy away from what the end products of the drawings might be and really just get into that process and really focus on how it feels to create art. For me, that's the most important part of the art is how it feels when I do it and the therapeutic tool that I get from it. So in this class, I really just want to focus on how it feels to make the art.
And how do you see art as a healing tool? Like,
it's always been a tool for me. It's very cathartic. If I'm feeling something that, you know, is a powerful, overwhelming feeling, it could be scary or even happy, I'm always able to channel it and focus on it in my art. It can be something that I want to get out of me and kind of get rid of, or it can just be something that I want to capture and kind of place into a canvas. And so for me, it's just always been there as a release.
So you are getting a degree in arts therapy, right?
Correct. I'm working on my master's degree in art therapy through St. Mary of the Woods College in Indiana. It's a distance program. And I'm very excited to be focusing on this degree. It's my going back there this month for my second semester.
It sounds like it would be a fascinating subject just to study. Tell me a little bit about it. Are your classes kind of a combination of psychology and art? And
well, sure.
What kinds of classes do you take in an art therapy class, art therapy degree?
Oh, right. So we're learning about theories of art therapy and past art therapists and the practice, what kinds of things art therapy has been used for in the past and for things like autism or trauma, et cetera, theories of general counseling and different types of therapy. I'm going to be taking psychopathology starting next week. It will be very exciting. And it's just really fun to view my art. It's a step away from so much of the formal elements and view my art as it's just kind of showing me a new perspective to understand my art. It's very exciting.
So it's helped you grow not only obviously to learn how to offer healing and therapy towards other people, but it sounds like it's also helped you grow in your own art. Is that?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I think I'm always going to have that identity as an artist, but I think practicing as an art therapist, my art might take on a new purpose.
That's great. And what kind of work do you want to do when you finish your degree? Is there a particular group that you want to work with of people or?
Well, I'm still trying to find my specific field. I'm looking forward to exploring lots of different populations and really just trying to expand my knowledge and see where I best fit in.
Okay, great. And tell me a little bit more about Brushes with Life, because it's been around for a number of years now.
Brushes with Life has been around since 2001. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the program, because it's part of UNC, right?
Correct, yeah.
What kinds of things does it do? What's its purpose? I mean, I know that we're doing this one class at the Art Center, but what else does Brushes with Life do in the community?
So Brushes with Life has been historically hosting a lot of exhibitions at the UNC Hospital and other venues and really showcasing, you know, the art of the clients of UNC making sure that everybody has a voice and a platform to get their art out there. So that's very exciting. We've sold a great number of works. We have art, the permanent collection at the hospital. We've had a film made, and we're just really trying to bring the accessibility of fine art and just offer it to as many people as we can.
And are there still spaces open in your class at the Art Center?
There are. There are spaces open in my class at the Art Center.
If somebody wanted to sign up for your class, how would they go about doing that?
That'd be great. If you would like to give me an email, my email is grayson_bowen@med.unc.edu.
And tell us one more time, when does that class start? It starts in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, Friday, January 23rd from 1 to 2:30.
Mm-hmm. And it's running for 8 weeks?
I believe it's running for 9 weeks.
9 weeks. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I schedule a lot of classes. I don't remember them all. But, well, that's great. And I'm glad that – and I know that you've already got a bunch of students signed up for that class, so I'm really excited to see how it goes. Right. What kind of inspired you to start an arts therapy degree?
I've been wanting to do art therapy for a long time. I guess – art therapy or art as therapy has been in my life for so long. I think that I've used it as a tool for healing so much that I kind of want to offer it to other people. Also, when I was in undergrad, I volunteered at a day camp for autistic children ranging 8 to 11 as an art counselor, and it was a wonderful experience. And I really took to that art therapist who was running that camp, Karen Nissenson, and it was exciting and just seemed like a field that I wanted to grow into.
And so that kind of inspired you to go from there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You currently work with Brushes with Life right now, right?
Right. So I'm working with Brushes with Life. I'm not a licensed art therapist yet, but I am going to be offering healing arts classes, and I'll have a workshop Tuesday from 1 to 2:30 at the Carmel Clinic on the second floor at the Step Clinic, and then on Wednesday at Raleigh at the Falstaff Building.
And those are open to just anybody in the community that want to come, or how do you—
No, we're open to the community.
Mm-hmm. What are those classes similar to the one you're doing at the Arts Center, or how are they different?
So this one, they are different. I feel that the one at the Arts Center is going to be longer and more in-depth.
Thanks for listening. This is The Art Spot. We're going to tune out and we'll be right back. Good evening. You're listening to The Art Spot. This is Phaedra Kelly, your host for this show. And on today's show, we're featuring Grayson Bowen, who is the artist. His show is up. It's called Mind the Gap in our Nicholson Gallery at the Art Center in Carrboro for the month of January. And we're really happy to have some of that beautiful work. Just to finish up, though, what we were talking about before the break, we were talking about some of the other classes that you're doing and whether they're open to the public. Did you?
So they are open to the public. And mm-hmm. from 1 to 2:30 at the Carmel Clinic, we're going to have a recovery arts group. And then from 1 to 2:30 on Wednesdays in Raleigh at the Wake Step Clinic. I'm also going to be having a class open to the public.
Okay, great. So, you know, and I guess if you want more info on that stuff, you can email Grayson again. And Grayson, give us your email address one more time in case people are also interested in taking the class at the Arts Center.
That's Grayson_Bowen@med.unc.edu.
Great. So let's go back to your to the show at the Arts Center a little bit. The pieces are so large and amazing. Is there one in particular that you like the most, or that you that kind of is the most powerful to you?
I think the one that was most personal to me is a large frame drawing called Jazz. And I think the reason it's so personal is because I had it on my wall and I was drawing it. It took me a few months to work on it sporadically. And through that time of my life, I was going on a lot of change and some trauma. And I think that got translated into the work. And that definitely made the art pretty close to me.
Hmm. When you see the work now, does it look traumatic, or does it evoke those emotions to the viewer, or is it something that you kind of just see because you created it?
No, I don't think it looks traumatic. I think it's definitely a powerful piece, mm-hmm. but I don't think it reads as traumatic. I think it's kind of serene, although while I was creating it, there was definitely a lot of emotion going into it.
Maybe you created some serenity.
Yeah.
Because you needed to. What are some of the other pieces that we'll see in the show?
Let's see. I have an older painting called Geisha that I did in 2006. That's a large scale painting done in house paint, framed in black wood, and that's a pretty exciting piece.
Great. Are all these pieces for sale at the Art Center?
Yeah, yeah. So actually, there's only one that's been sold. So all of them are for sale. So if you are interested in purchasing them, there'll be a price guide at the opening.
Right, and the show will be up for the entire month, and you can always, whenever our galleries open at the Arts Center, you are welcome to come and look, and a house manager, whoever's working in our box office, can help you if you want to purchase a piece. Just throwing that out there. Congratulations on selling one piece, though, already. That's amazing.
Oh, thanks.
So the title of your work, well, we're running out of time, but I just wanted to note that the title is really amazing, Mind the Gap. It reminds me of when I lived in London, of course, and that voiceover they would always do in the underground. But Grayson, thanks so much for being on our show on the Art Spot this weekend. Again, Grayson Bowen's work, and it's titled Mind the Gap is featured in the Nicholson Gallery at the Art Center. The Art Center, of course, is located at 300 East Main Street in Carrboro, the Paris of the Piedmont. This is Phaedra Kelly, your host. Thanks so much for listening.